In this video clip, I want to spend a few minutes speaking on 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Let me read the verse to you. God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. And I'm addressing you on this text under the heading, New Covenant Theology Made Simple. Why? Well, let me first of all look at what the text is saying. It's made up of two quotations, two extracts. One is a statement, and the other is virtually a commandment. The statement is, the Lord knows those who are His. And the commandment is, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Don't misread the apostles, let us, and let everyone. When you see let us and let everyone, these kinds of words, they're not to be interpreted as some kind of apology or half-hearted suggestion. They are apostolic commands. Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. That is an apostolic command. Now, what do we have here? Well, the first, the statement, is a powerful statement, a very powerful statement on the love of God for His people, the intimate knowledge that God has of all those who are His elect, the intimate knowledge from eternity past until eternity to come, and then forevermore, loving them, knowing them in Christ by the Spirit, God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit, knows those who are His. Christ died for them. God everlastingly loves them. The Spirit indwells them. These are the glories of the new covenant for all believers, all who trust the Lord Jesus. God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. It's stamped, it's marked. The Lord knows those who are His. What a wonderful statement. To me, it conjures up, it contains all the glories we have in Christ in the new covenant. Have I died to the law? Am I free from condemnation and wrath? Am I justified before God? Am I positionally sanctified before God? Am I accounted righteous? Is there no condemnation for me? No accusation that can be laid against me in Christ? Will there be no separation from the love of God in Christ? Are these things true of me? Yes, yes, yes. Do I have the indwelling Spirit? Do I have Christ formed within? Have I got the new heart? Do I have the promise of the new covenant fulfilled in me? Yes. The Lord knows those who are His. The sovereignty, the freeness, the fullness of God's grace for His people. I see all that in 2 Timothy 2:19. But I also see my responsibility as a believer. I name the name of the Lord. And I address those of you who do name the name of the Lord. Let everyone, without exception, all of us, depart from iniquity. Live holy lives. There's the negative, depart from. But there's a positive here. Let us put on Christ. Let us be conformed to our Savior. Let us live to our Master and our Redeemer. Let us be growing in the likeness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growing in the knowledge of God, the experience of His Word, the experience of grace. I see my responsibility here. It's my duty to do so. Now I see both these things. On the one hand, I see what I am in Christ and what Christ is to me, what God is to me in Christ. I see my responsibility before God in Christ. Now what do I do with these two? Well, I can emphasize one or the other, or I can do what the apostle does, and I know what I'm going to do. I do what the apostle does. He puts both in the same verse, in the same sentence, in the same breath, and so do I. On the one hand, in Christ, in the glories of the new covenant, I am free and more than free. I am perfect in him before God forever. I shall be kept. I shall be glorified. And yet, on the other hand, I have a responsibility to keep myself and to grow in grace and to turn from iniquity and to be more like Christ. Some would say, if you stress both, you become illogical. Well, let them say that. When I address sinners, I'm illogical with the doctrine of the gospel. I know that unless Christ saves them, unless God the Father who sent Christ draws them, no man will ever come to Christ. I know sinners are dead in their sins and trespasses. John 6, verse 37, John 6, verse 44, Ephesians 2, 1 to 3, and so on and so on. And yet, on the other hand, I see many invitations to sinners, many commands to sinners. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. How often I would have gathered you, and so on. But you would not. You were not willing. So I see commands to believe and be saved, to repent and trust Christ. And yet sinners are dead in their sins and powerless. What do I do? Some emphasize one, some emphasize the other. I'll emphasize both and be thought illogical and irrational. Let them think that. Some would say if we stress the first part of this text, the emphasis upon God and his sovereign grace and love, the Lord knows them that are his and so on. We have this seal and so on. We should become antinomian. Let them say it. Some say if we stress the other, we have a responsibility as believers to depart from iniquity. We should become legalists. Let them say it. What do I say? It's both, because the apostle says that. Now, why am I making these obvious points under New Covenant theology made simple? Because, alas, alas, with the very welcome recovery of the theology of the New Covenant, some are so stressing our freedom, our liberty, our perfection in Christ, that we have the Spirit and we have Christ formed within us, that they give the impression, I put it no stronger, they give the impression that they're playing down the responsibility of the believer to be active in his progressive sanctification. Some actually go further than play it down. Some actually write and speak against the whole notion of progressive sanctification and the whole notion of responsibility of the believer actively to obey Christ in his law. They deny that we're under the law of Christ. And yet I see here in this text, although of course none of these phrases are used here, I see that they play into this very, this verse plays into this very powerfully, these two statements, if you will. On the one hand, I see what I am in Christ before God. I do see it and I preach it. I don't apologize for it. I proclaim it, and I would proclaim it from the housetops. But I also see that I have a responsibility to depart from iniquity and put on Christ and be a holy spiritual man before God and before other men. One thing more needs to be said. Where will I find all this? Well, where am I finding it? Did it come through the ether? Did I know it instinctively by the Spirit? No. I believe the Spirit would teach me and does teach me these things, is teaching me these things. But I found this in my Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, and I'm proclaiming Scripture to you. What do I learn from this? That I am a man under Scripture, under the law of Christ. I am responsible and accountable to him for it. I have a duty. And yet I trust in God's mercy, God's grace, God's Spirit, God's power. These two texts run, these two statements, whatever, run together powerfully for me. On the one hand, I am all this in Christ. On the other hand, I have all this responsibility. It's not either or, it's both, my friend. And I speak it to myself and I speak it to you as fellow believers, those of you who trust Christ. If you trust in Christ, then the Lord knows those are his. This is God's firm foundation and it stands bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. So rejoice in that, my brother. Rejoice in it, my sister. Rest in it. And yet, on the other hand, equally, obey this. Let everyone, who names the name of the Lord, and that's you, and that's me, may we depart from iniquity. We must do so. Let us do so. And let us find our path marked out in Scripture. Let us know that we're under the law of Christ and have a responsibility actively to pursue that path and proclaim to men that we are in Christ, rejoicing in what Christ has done for us and what we are in Christ before God, and by the Spirit, under His word, living our lives to the glory of God in Christ. May we do this all for the praise of the triune God and the good of men. May we live out this glory of the new covenant and all its theology in Christ. Amen. Amen.